Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Riddle me this rhetorical question. What do a rare sea slug with iconic status and a Lord of the Rings character have in common? Quite a lot, it turns out. A name, for starters. Smeagol is both a character in the Lord of the Rings books, but also a rare and nationally threatened species of slug. And in an exciting discovery, ecologists have found them in Otago. It's just the fourth population of these gravel-dwelling creatures in New Zealand. It is, like its namesake, pallid, elusive, and subterranean. Other names include gravel maggot, gravel slug, or blind slug. So to find out more about this discovery, I spoke to Tom Dyer earlier this afternoon. Tom's the science manager at the Otago Regional Council. And I began by asking him what we know about Smeagol.
So Smeagol is a gravel maggot that was first discovered in 1979 and has only been found on a few locations around New Zealand. And we've just had an eDNA hit and managed to find them in Otago.
The Smeagol, I mean, obviously the name comes from The Lord of the Rings. Does the name come from The Lord of the Rings, or does it have some other scientific meaning?
I think it does have some lineage. The gravel maggots is a small 8 millimeter creature that lives well down in the dark in the gravels of estuaries and kind of coastal margins and river margins, and so obviously lives under the ground a lot like Smeagol, and likes to occupy dark places, and I think that's the origin of the name. But it is an odd one, but it creates a bit of profile for something that a little creature that otherwise might not have much.
Indeed, it's also not fond of potatoes, much like the Lord of the Rings Smeagol.
I assume not.
To my understanding as well. Yeah. So, tell me a bit about this. Is this a big deal that they've been found in Otago?
Look, we've been recently upping our game in terms of collecting information around ecology and the biodiversity of the Otago region, and part of that has been including an eDNA monitoring program, which is a kind of catch-all monitoring program. You can take samples from creeks and rivers, and you get quite a broad range of species show up. It's a really good way of kind of working out whether you've got the presence of some species in a place. So we've been doing that pretty readily, and we've made a few discoveries, some sort of biosecurity things and some other things, but this has been one that we thought was worthwhile highlighting to create a bit of profile for the program.
What is eDNA? Can you explain a bit about that?
Yeah, so eDNA is a process that it's been developed by Wilder Lab in Wellington, and they're kind of pioneering this in New Zealand. And the process is we take a sample of water from a waterway, we pull it through a really fine filter, and that fine filter pulls out a whole bunch of fragments of animals, shells, hairs, that type of thing, and they can all be used to identify species. And that then goes away to the lab, gets analysed, and we get a whole bunch of results. And we can use that to kind of focus our efforts in terms of conservation or in terms of identifying where we might have a species that might require some management or monitoring.
And the Smeagol very much requires a bit of management and monitoring, fair to say?
I'm not too sure exactly what we'll do with this find, and that'll all come out in the wash, but we'll continue our program, and if we have any further hits with Smeagol and other species of interest, especially those that have got a really high threat status, we'll just continue to work out what it is that we can do or what our partners at, say, DOC or other agencies might be able to do to support their thriving status, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. It's curious, isn't it, that I think this is the fourth population of the Smeagol found in New Zealand, and they're all quite a ways away from one another.
Yeah, they are. It is pretty curious. And they're, you know, this sort of testing is starting to cast the net a bit wider than what might have been undertaken in the past. And so I would expect that these types of finds will pop up from time to time, but certainly the distribution of this critter is a bit puzzling, and it would be interesting to see what future results throw up as well, whether or not we find them in other places in Otago and around the country.
Great stuff. Tom Dyer, Science Manager at the Otago Regional Council, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.